Welcome to The Weekly. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Chris.
And this week on The Weekly, Chaosium Design Challenge.
Ooh, I saw this, yep.
Dune Sale and Bundle. Grimdark Call of Duty. Okay. Talking about licensing. Okay. Mass Effect board game and Alien Nexus.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So let's start off. Yeah, so a couple of funny things. So yeah, so are you ready to win $10,000?
I am.
So Chaosium, the makers of Call of Cthulhu, are offering $10,000 worth of cash prizes to aspiring RPG designers.
Yep, I saw this. And I clicked on the link and read it.
Yeah. Yes, and yeah, it was a $10,000. Okay, yeah, you could publish a book. You could make a game for $10,000 that would pay for the design time. Pay. Well, that's $10,000 total.
Yeah.
So so they're trying to support new and upcoming talent. So there's $10,000 in prize money for amateur designers for their basic roleplay universal game engine design challenge. So anybody from anywhere in the world can create a tabletop title using their system, and in the most recent version of their system, which I think is under the Orc. So it's the D100 system, Roll Under Mechanics, first appeared with 70s Rune Quest. Mm-hmm. And they're re-release, a 2023 re-release of the basic roleplay universal engine core game book is what they're basing this challenge on.
I just realized something I'm going to say before
the end. Okay. Yes. Okay. So the entrance can be digital or physical, but here's the requirements. You must explain your interpretation of the basic roleplay rules, explain the unique qualities of your bespoke system, your narrative setting, or tabletop game. You must submit a production budget for the project and how you would use the money awarded to you from the design challenge. Outline how and where their RPG is best marketed.
That's where I kind of fell off. Like, I started reading.
Isn't that your fucking job?
I'm like, okay. And then I got to the part about like submitting a budget and I'm like, never mind.
Yeah. So as soon, I was like, okay, for 10, okay, I understand that. For 10 grand, yeah, I could, that's a decent size amount of money. It's a good budget for a first time designer, but it's not, yeah, you're
but giving. What I understand is like, it's like, that's the pool
they're doing it from.
So they might select, I didn't get to anything about how many they're going to select.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't, so we'll do that,
rundown. But Chaosium has this to say, so financially assisting new and upcoming creators will empower designers from all walks of life with original ideas, concepts, and systems with a goal of seeing all shortlisted entries eventually published. So there's an eventual trio of winners. And they will receive trophies and award logos to put on their published material. And okay. So you can expect to see continued promotion on Chaosium channels as they work towards their eventual publication. So they are, the three at least are, you know, they're going to take them all the way to publishing. But they want you to do all the work. I guess give them maybe explain to them like how you're seeing this game focus, like the audience maybe.
Because like, okay. I started reading this and then I got to the part about the submitting the production budget and all this stuff. And I went, nope, I'm not going to do that, right? But from a company standpoint, this weeds out the chaff, right? Like, we don't want your half-baked maybe ideas. You got to come to us with a clear plan showing that you've done the research about how much it's going to cost to, like, produce this, what best. And, like, I get it, right?
Yeah, with a better chance.
Yeah, personally, I can go, that's too much work, right? But, like, professionally, I can go, no, this is smart, right? Otherwise, you're just going to get, like, a whole bunch of submissions that you're going to have to weed through, right? But anyway.
Yes. Yes. So they will shortlist 10 projects to receive an initial $500 prize. And then they will choose three winners that will be presented with an additional $2,000 each. Okay. Then there will be a player's choice that will earn a separate $500 prize. So, yeah. Okay. So at least 10 projects are going to see some financial gain from it. So at least the time will be paid for, like, maybe that you
It's kind of like 11. Because there's 10 that get, what, 200?
The shortlist of 10 will receive an initial $500.
Oh, 500. Yeah. Then it sounds like there's...
And maybe three from
a
that.
A separate one that's the player's choice that gets 500.
Oh, right.
So it sounds like there's 11, and then from the 10 that got shortlisted, three get an additional $2,000.
Right. Yes, I guess $2,500. Yeah, that's okay. I mean, that's a small crowdfunder. So as soon as I saw that we want a budget for $500. It's like, really? I'm gonna budget $500 for you? Yeah. That's all marketing. But basically, that's marketing.
And I think that does it kind of reduces the pool to submissions that are, like, already well-planned, right? Already close to production, where it's just like, we're all ready to go. why not submit this thing? Or we're like, we're really close. Let's quick convert our stuff to burp, right? And then
whatever. Yeah, right. Yeah, so if that may be a nice thing for it to help them find somebody to be working with. Like if they helped carry someone to publication, and then, you know, there could be future work together, collaboration, or at least support. You know, you'll have people that have experience that you could, you know, you have contact, you have email and, you know, phone numbers for.
It allows Chasm to develop their own in-house stuff.
Mm. Yes. Right? Yeah. And the important thing too is, the contest, they do not sign any rights over to Chaosium.
That was my next question.
Yeah, so whether you win or not, or whatever you submit, you will retain the entire rights to your work. So, yeah, so that's a good way to do it, because I think companies often, like, oh, here's a logo design contest. I would just keep everything. It has a character design contest, and we own everything you send us.
That was, I didn't see the thing about the rights, but that was my second thing, like, who owns this?
Yes, submit, yes. Right? Yeah, so, yeah, I think they're right-headed, but that's a little bit surprising. They want you to do as much footwork. But like you said, it's like, it's going to stop the lazy submissions. I've had this banging exactly. around for a like, while.
As someone who is very lazy, right. I immediately said, ah, you're weeding people like me out. Gotcha. All right.
Budget. Ah.
Yeah, budget. What's that? Yep.
Right. Well, I was talking about 4 years ago. I think it was 2020, pre-pandemic, the year of Dune. Dune was coming out, and everything was turning up Dune.
Oh, Dune, not Doom, right? Okay.
Dune, yeah. Everybody thinks I'm saying Doom when I say Dune. I have to do the more British Dune, more British pronunciation.
Just say Frank Herbert's Dune.
Yeah, right. So Frank Herbert's Dune is it's here. Part two is here. So we've had part one, and it was delayed as well because it should have been last year. So we're getting this extended Dune thing that's happening, but this year it's getting some real attention because everything's kind of cleared away. People can go shopping. People can do things now. And so Dune Part 2 is in theaters, at least not here yet, in North America. So the sequel to, I guess the second part of the first book is in theaters. And there's discounts on all of the books on most of the online retailers. Yep. So you can get discounted. If you want to read the novels, you can get good prices on those. And Humble Bundle is joining in with an $18 bundle, which is pretty amazing because it represents pretty much everything that's been published for the game.
Modiphius.
Yeah, wow, Modiphius 2D20. So the Humble Bundle is for Dune, the Adventures in the Imperium, the 2D20 Modiphius game. And they've had, so there is a recent book release that kind of coincides with this. This new movie that
Honor
is the fall
of Atreus sex fight.
Yeah, yes,
manual?
Exactly.
No, okay,
it's the fall of the Imperium. So you basically take the rise of Muad'Dib. It's basically playing in that, depending on where you are and how connected you are to Arrakis with your house. You can play through that, and they've also released a collection of things that were released only digitally, the PDF adventures. But those are the only things that aren't included. But all of the PDF adventures separately are included in this bundle. So it's a huge amount of stuff. So basically everything that they've produced. And if there's anything you want physically from that, they're also giving you 50% discount on their store. So yeah, that's a pretty nice deal. And so $18, that's a core rule, character sheets, Game Master's tools, and over a dozen supplements that they've released so far. And some of them, you know, they're about 100 and so pages, 150 pages. Yeah, they're pretty decent. And kind of focusing on mechanics that they didn't want to put in the core book, like, you know, the how to run the house, like how to actually do mechanics for tracking the growth and how you're taking over a planet or whatever. And then also more details about Arrakis if you want to play, you know, deeper into Fremen or the spice production. There's like systems for mining spice and all kinds of groovy stuff. So, yes. And it starts for as little as a dollar. So for a dollar, you get the entire Agents of Dune box set digitally, the quick start rules, and then also the 50% discount. But that's a dollar and you can be playing Dune. So that's pretty amazing because it's like five pre-gen characters and a campaign to play with your fantasy house. The Agents of Dune is kind of a what-if scenario. So
instead of Atreides,
it's like, oh, we swapped you guys in. But the interesting part of the setting is, the first thing that you do is receive training, kind of the learning the mechanics part is you go to Giedi Prime and receive training for how to run, how they are, advise you to run Arrakis. So they give you some pretty bad advice.
I was just going to say, I'm going to Giddy Prime to like train, like, okay.
And you immediately get assassinated. But but I think it's an interesting, the focus of it is like right out of the box, you can play this game. I don't think that's, you know, exactly true. I'm sure the game master is going to have some familiarity with the rules, but they do a lot of, you know, sidebars, and now you're rolling this, and this is what this means. Right. But the system is, I think, abstract enough that coming from just a D20 base or another game system, it's going to take some learning because there's no damage, no hit points. It's
right. Yeah. We've already lost the D&D crowd, yeah.
Right. So it's a lot more abstracted, and people may have some trouble. But yeah, this is a huge amount of stuff for. So they're saying $200 retail.
Right.
Wow. So 91% off if you buy all of your stuff digitally. But yeah, take a look at that. I'll put a link in the description. And of course, it's an affiliate link. So help us out, guys. And check out the Dune Bundle. If you're interested at all, this is everything. So and these are all, it's Humble Bundle, so it's non-DRM PDFs.
Yep. Cool.
Yeah. So yeah, I was amazed. Yeah, so yeah, they did a lot of work during that non-year of Dune. All right, so we were talking about what Hasbro trying to license things out. Yeah. And we know Games Workshop has already perfected this, but I think Games Workshop has jumped the shark. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we're looking at Call of Duty. So the annual update or the annual release of these military shooters. So Call of Duty now has a 40K collaboration.
Why not?
Yay. All right. So if you wanted to play Space Marines, Sisters of Battle, or the Fighting Men and Women of Cadia, Call of Duty is your platform for now. So the season 2 Reloaded of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 has three new Warhammer store bundles. So who knows how much, these are probably like $30, but you get a pack. The first one is inspired by the Space Marine Scouts, so you get operator skins for either Ultramarines or Blood Angels. Okay. But it says inspired by, so I think it's, you know, they're human scale. I guess though, all of this stuff is humans, like these three original packs. So you'll get the scout operators, yep. You get Sisters of Battle, that's human scale, and then you'll basically get Imperial Guard, yep. Car skin, camouflage skins, including your Munitorium issued blades. But that's not all. So purchase one of these packs, but there's going to be a limited time game mode called Juggermosh, which will let you play Space Marines in this setting. They're still saying inspired by, so I
think that's because they don't want to, okay, yeah. I don't know that much about video game, but I don't think they want to have to like completely rework
so that they,
the assets, right? Yeah, so it's just like the UV texture map is inspired by, right?
It looks like you're all wearing blue. But so you'll get additional access to Ultramar's Vengeance, the Bale's Wrath, and the Juggernaut Killstreak skin. Okay. And it's all going to be Ultramarines and Blood Angels. So red versus blue. Yeah, so I thought that was pretty funny. Okay. But so this is a short term, like a limited time game mode. But you will get to keep your Killstreak skins permanently if you have entered this. So you'll be able to.
Until we decide you
can. Yeah, right. Until we delete that content from the servers. Yes. So the first set is the Tracer Pack, which is the original set with the Scouts, is going to arrive 11th of March around a Warhammer-themed event in the game, I guess, Inquisitorial seal stickers and Space Marine calling cards, and then shortly followed by the Sisters of Battle and the Astra Militarum packs around the 14th.
Okay.
So how long before we see Space Marines in Fortnite?
I don't know.
They're like getting a little silly.
Next month?
Yeah. Yeah. And we already saw there was a Power Washer simulator that had a Adeptus Mechanicus theme, so... Yeah. They're definitely anybody want a license? You want a license? You want to get one? Yeah. So.
Hey kid, you want a license?
Handing them out. So yeah, we'll keep. That wasn't strictly tabletop related, but it is this licensing thing that all of the publicly traded companies that have our tabletop games hostage are doing. So why not talk about it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Coffee, Chris.
I'm not going to be able to get through this. Sorry.
Coffee.
I was actually taking a drink of mine legitimately.
Legitimately. Coffee has powered my creativity, my production for mm-hmm. this channel. And unfortunately, coffee doesn't work anymore. About a cup a day.
So I need harder stuff.
I need something else. I need more. So about a cup a day is all I can tolerate now, and that doesn't last. That gets me through a couple hours in the morning, and any more than that, and I'm jittery. I'm irritable. Nobody wants to deal with me. But I have found something that may have changed all that, and it's in this little bottle. So Magic Mind is a mental performance shot, I think is one of the terms that they use. So it's green tea based. So okay. the caffeine origin of it is based in green tea, and it's not like an energy drink. Like, you know how there's a Monster and Red Bull with a ton of sugar and a lot, maybe too much caffeine, and it still gives you, with the addition of the sugar, probably gives you even more of a spike. Yep. And you feel great for like 10 minutes and then you want to take a nap.
Yes, you do.
Magic Mind has kind of perfected a sustained release. And people have tried this. They wanted coffee to be able to do this for a while. Like, we had bulletproof coffee mm-hmm. or putting like, coconut oil or something in your coffee. And that is to slow down the release of the caffeine so you get a kind of sustained energy and focus benefit. But this product is giving you that same kind of sustained release without heavy caffeine consumption.
Okay.
So it's all the ingredients are all natural. They're sourced from the best suppliers, and of course you don't have to worry about. There's no sugar. They're nut free, vegan, keto, and paleo friendly. So the caffeine from the matcha, the green tea, has a more sustained release, and I've tried going strictly to green tea, and it's not enough. Like it starts slow, and it is sustained, but it starts slow. So the additional mushrooms and herbs in Magic Mind give you enough of that alertness, enough of what you expect from coffee. And of course, this can be taken in the morning with your coffee or tea, and it just means you can drink less coffee or tea, and the caffeine effect will be sustained. So lower your caffeine intake, which also means you may sleep better at night, because when I drank coffee throughout the day, if I didn't stop at a certain point, I was not going to be able to relax.
I've honestly tried stopping after a certain point in the day, and it just doesn't work.
Yes. So so if you would like to try Magic Mind, we have a link. So you can go to magicmind.com/upturned. So magicmind.com/upturned, UPTURNED.
There's the focus going through again.
There it is. And use the code UPTURN20. So that'll give you 20% off of any purchase if you want to try, and it'll give you 56% off any subscription. So basically what they do, like most subscriptions, they give you like a full month supply that then renews, and you can pause or cancel at any time. So if you do something like that to try it, and they recommend at least trying it for 3 days to see if it gives you the effect that it wants, because it takes that kind of sustained try to really feel the effect. The first time that you use it, you may say, okay, I don't feel anything exactly yet, but it does build up.
It's kind of like anything. You gotta try it like more than once to see if it actually works. Right?
Yes. Yes. So, I would recommend giving it a shot, because they let me try. They sent us as a promotion 5 days, and 5 days really did. I really did feel the effect after 5 days, and was
what
able to.
On day six.
Day six, I was like, I'm just going back to bed. But the ability to kind of, be more productive in the morning, which is something that had started to have trouble with, because I seem to be, okay, all of my productivity is happening at night.
Yep.
But you got to get up early in the morning if you got kids. So being productive at night is not going to work, at least for your sleep schedule. So, of course, they offer 100% money back guarantee, no questions asked. And the refund comes through in 3 to 4 hours if you're not satisfied. So, yes. So the link will be in the description, and use the code UPTURN20 to get your discount. And so mental performance shot. So, reclaim your brain, I think, is one of the it's one of the slogans that they said. So, try Magic Mind and see if it works for you. So anything better than too much coffee?
Yeah, because one thing I need to do, it's reclaim my mind.
Yes, reclaim your mind. So thank you, Magic Mind. And now back to our regularly scheduled program. All right. So Modiphius. They're doing a lot of, so I think between Free League and Modiphius, they're battling at some of these trade shows for licenses, because all of them are going heavy into the IPs, like video games and all kinds of comic book IPs. So Modiphius is releasing a Mass Effect board game. Have you ever played Mass Effect?
I actually haven't.
It's surprising. It's one of my favorite. The series ended up being disappointing, but at least the very first game was a really nice, the writing was really good, and like the world building, like how just a simple conversation with an NPC like started to flesh out parts of the world. The writing was that good that you're like, I'm feeling this as like a living universe, and there's histories and things that, you know, conflict and things that are colliding, cultures that are colliding with each other, and it felt really really alive. And so this is a board game set, I think, during the events of Mass Effect 3.
Okay.
So Mass Effect board game, Priority, Haligaz. Haligaz. Totally forgetting Mass Effect 3. Priority, Haligaz, let's call it. And so it's going to be... so if you haven't, so the Legendary Edition, kind of all upscaled graphics, is available like for PC and stuff. If you want to try Mass Effect, that's probably the best way. It keeps getting cheaper and cheaper. But this board game, Priority... Haligaz. It was designed by, again, Eric M. Lang and Calvin Wong Tse-Lun. And they're responsible for things like Quarriors, Duelist, Netrunner, Twilight Imperium. So a distinguished duo of game designers. So this is a cooperative, story-driven game with a card-driven AI. So you're playing against a card-based AI. So they allow you to play the five main characters of the setting, Shepard, Liara, Tali, Rex, and Garrus. So I'm sure some of your favorites aren't in there, but they will... like I said, set in the Mass Effect 3 events. So you're the crew of the Normandy. The year's 2186. The Reapers have invaded the galaxy. The council is ignoring you. The interesting thing, too, is you can make a choice between male or female Shepard. They give you both miniatures. Yeah, okay. So you don't have to make that. You can make your own decision. You can play it as you played it in the game. So the council is ignoring Shepard. You're on the verge of war. And so you have to prepare the Crucible, an ancient alien superweapon, with your last chance to defeat the Reapers. So I think it's kind of a, you know, you're on a clock and you're trying to beat... you started to power up this weapon and kind of beat the... so maybe a more satisfying ending than Mass Effect 3, Lisa. Who knows? But the board game will give you six highly detailed miniatures, so the five crew members and then the one gender swap. Yep. And so pre-assembled plastic, male and female. And one thing that they said in this release, I don't think it's in their press release, but they said this is going to be a well under $100 board game. They're really like emphasizing, because I think into the scale of things, that kind of Ameritrash, like tons of plastic, tons of tiles, and the thing itself, you know, weighs 20 pounds.
It's giant. Yeah.
So they're trying to make this. As reasonable as possible, and I think this is going straight to retail. There's no release date, and they're not talking about crowdfunding. So I think because it's a big enough license, it's going straight to retail. So 1 to 4 players, branching narrative that allows for multiple playthroughs. So it's card-driven AI, and it can unfold differently every time. And similar to the PC game, or I guess it's a console game as well, your early choices influence later missions. Okay. So as you play through things, who you killed or who you didn't kill will affect your whole campaign. So I thought that was a funny thing. I haven't heard about Mass Effect getting out. I think they did some comics, but after the initial game trilogy, it was kind of they're talking about sequels, but it hasn't quite gotten there. So Modiphius is here to give you a tabletop experience. And finally, Alien has arrived. So we've talked about the Nexus platform by Demiplane. And so they're cooperating with Free League to do the Alien Nexus. So this is the, you know, digital option, your digital tool suite for campaigns. So digital rules, character sheets, dice, quick access to rules, and immersive content. So
I wonder if that means like soundtrack, or not soundtrack, like atmospheric kind of music, because that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, because it seems like it's for devices. It's for, you know, it's for tablets and phones and laptops. But I think it's also something that will work you know, possibly remotely, because you'll all be connected. You're all sharing that data, but also in person. So you can, you know, use it to track things. And the thing that they really emphasize is quick rules lookup. So maybe a lot of things are like hyperlinked. If you've got a description for an item, you can click on something, say, what the hell does that mean? Yeah. And you click on it and look things up quickly, which is the advantage of digital rule books and things. So everything you need to run a campaign for your PC, laptop, tablet, or phone. So it's not a virtual tabletop. It's just like, I guess, D&D Beyond or whatever it's called. The suite of, you know, you create characters, you have your digital character sheets, you can keep track of everything, but you're not moving, you know, tokens on a board. So you're not playing with webcams and tokens on a board, but you are sharing a campaign. You can all log into a campaign.
So it's more like a campaign manager than the virtual tabletop.
Yes. Right. Okay. And everything is there. So the only problem that I see with it, I think, like D&D Beyond and all VTTs, is the content is proprietary within that you have to buy it again.
Right.
Yeah. So if you want to use this, sweet, you buy the materials, you buy the core book, you buy the adventure that you're playing. But if your game master has a subscription, then it's quite a number of people. I think it's up to like 20 people can share those books. So everybody so you basically have to buy it once. And if you kind of all chip in and share the costs, if you've got a group of five people, that, you know, will reduce it considerably.
A subscription that runs out, or is it like a one-time purchase?
I think a subscription. It's a recurring subscription, but you can probably cancel or pause it when you're not playing. But yeah, while you're playing, to be able to share that, you'll have to be a subscriber. The core rules will allow you to create and play. So yeah, basically everything that's available in the core book is in the game. And already they have supported things like Avatar Legends is there, Pathfinder 2, the Marvel Multiverse, Vampire the Masquerade, mm-hmm. Candela Obscura, personal favorite. Yeah. Mutant Year Zero, 5th edition, and coming soon, Starfinder 2E.
5th edition of what? Oh, sorry.
Yes. 5th edition of something that no one wants to. Anyhow. So I thought that was it's good to see that they keep growing. I wonder, though, how popular, because they need to keep. They'll keep adding games. They need to get subscriptions. And I guess once you start to invest in that, and if you find it useful, you know, you're going to keep your group coming back to it. So yeah, I hope that it does well for them. But yeah, still, that's a really frustrating thing. I own the physical book. I own a PDF of the book. And now I got to buy it one more time.
Yeah. If you want to use Demi.
So I guess, yeah, seeing it as a system. Someday they're going to come up with an all-you-can-eat, right? So you pay like $20 a month, and every game that they have content for, you can play. That would be a way to keep people. Because then, I don't want to lose access to like these, like, you know, 12
games.
Or
like I was asking before, like, okay, sure, a subscription service, pardon me, to use the platform, but then like a one-time purchase of whatever game content, right? Like I've purchased the Alien Pack, forever. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So that is what happens is the digital content is a one-time purchase.
Right, okay.
It's just a subscription to share it. Yep. So you can't share it as without being a subscriber. So people can log in, but they then have to have they have to buy their own Alien book. But if you log into your subscription account and you'll probably be the GM, then you can share. That's a thing. But they're claiming it, you know, speeds up game prep, makes it easier to learn.
You know what speeds up game prep?
What?
Running a module.
Yes. That's right. That does
not, not necessarily, because you can kind of read through it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But so they keep growing, and we'll see what if they can weather the storm of, all these VTTs and, you know, digital solutions that are coming.
Well, I wonder if they're going to weather the storm specifically because they're not a VTT.
That may be true, because, you can play it in, it's useful in person or online. Yeah. That may be true. maybe avoiding that. And also the I'm sure the cost of maintaining a VTT platform is much more expensive than a digital suite of, you know,
probably.
Tools. Yeah.
Like, I wonder if you could, if you run like a Zoom meeting or something, right? Mm-hmm. Like just share a screen.
Mm-hmm.
Right, to use these things. I mean,
yes. Yeah. No, that could do it. Yeah. And that would be an interesting thing to actually, put out a poll or kind of reach out to people and see how are you doing things. Like you're not using strictly one virtual tabletop? What's the hybrid that right. people have done? Because I'm sure they've come up with all kinds of very interesting combinations of the free tools that are available. And yeah, like you're saying, like you're sharing.
We're going to map this on a Google Sheet.
Right. But it'd be funny. I'm sure there's, and I'm there's probably all kinds of subreddits and places where people are discussing this. But yeah, that would be interesting to see how ingenious some of the approaches were. And also the combination of in-person and remote that people have been able to come up with. But hybrid. That is going to do it for this week. So where can people find you?
On Blue Sky, which is not going back to X, but Blue Sky is pretty sluggish.
Oh, no.
And Instagram. That's HiveMind, HyveMynd, where it's just all kinds of stuff I'm talking about.
Nice.
So how about you?
Yeah, so I did it this week. Yeah. So I streamed live my cartoon. So Abuse Cartoons on YouTube and Twitch. And there is no more Twitter.
Nope, there isn't.
And so I draw the cartoon, eat some Japanese snacks. There were some Tom and Jerry themed snacks, some cheese chocolate.
Disappointed now. They should be mouse and cat flavored, obviously. Come on.
Delicious. So if you'd like to read my cartoon, go to gocomics.com/domesticabuse. But if you like what we're doing here on the weekly, you should become a weakling.
The strongest of all supporters.
Yes. Go to patreon.com/upturntable and support us here at the weekly and on the channel for Upturn Table. And tell us what you like. Tell us what you want to see more of. Let us know what Margaret Weiss said on X.
Yeah.
That's always a good thing. Thank you, Miguel. And we will do this again next week. So Upturn Table on all social media. And yeah, thank you so much for everyone that has become a YouTube member and patron. We appreciate your support. Yes. Beautiful. And of course, the audio for this goes up on the RSS feed for Patreon if you want to listen to just the sweetened audio. So that's it for this week.
Yep.
We'll see you next week.
Later, mortals.
Goodbye.
Sweetened audio.
Yeah.